Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I watched the movie Lincoln this past week that Steven Spielberg had directed, and Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln in the movie. If you've never seen the movie Lincoln, I highly recommend the film. It's an excellent treatise of the passage of the 13th Amendment and how passing the 13th Amendment was incredibly difficult and how lobbyists worked in 1865 to see it happen. And thankfully it did. And it passed really just, I think, 3 months before Lincoln was shot and killed at Ford's Theater. What I found interesting is how critical the Congress and the senators, the congressmen and the senators were of each other on the floor. And I think that the evidence would suggest that so much of the kind of talk that we see in Washington now has existed forever because people were diametrically opposed to other people's opinions, whether it was with respect to slavery or how an economy is run. These parties were completely opposed. Now, setting the stage, the Democrats were for slavery, and they were for continuing slaving in America. And the Republicans, conservative Republicans, wanted to end slavery in America. And I had my eyes open because I frankly was not aware. Again, I tend to think, it certainly seems like I've been taught that things have just gotten worse in America for how people in government talk to each other, how people in government act. The fact is how things are communicated to us now, these things are done in real time. They're not done in the closed doors of the Senate, which still was open to the public. But it wasn't known as it is now. We believe that there was a degree of decorum in how people communicated, and probably outside of really passionate arguing, there was. And I think there still is today. So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up to you is that things don't necessarily change the way we think that they will. The things are oftentimes the same. They're still the same. People's moral convictions, right or wrong, are still the same. People will be passionate about what they believe in, and they will promote that. And if you disagree with them, and it stands in the way of what they want, just like it did back then, people will fight for it. People will kill. They'll argue. They'll do awful things. I remember when I was bicycling across the United States, I was 18 years old. I bicycled from Santa Cruz, California to Bethany Beach, Delaware. I had graduated from Wooten High School, and the day after I put my bike underneath a Trailways bus from the Silver Spring Trailways stop and sat for 3 days on a bus. That was probably harder than my whole trip, 7.5 weeks on a bicycle. I came to Jackson Hole, Wyoming after about a week and a half, and I biked up in front of this old country store. People had just been incredible. People invited me in to stay with them. In fact, later that same day, after I left that general store, I went into Jackson Hole and I met a guy named Burr Storrs. And Burr invited me to stay with he and his wife at their house overlooking the Snake River. And I ended up going down with his brother down the Snake River. He was a river guide and had a wonderful few days. Went to church with them on Sunday morning. It was a wonderful trip. Well, at that general store where I parked my Fuji 10-speed in front, I walked up the steps ready for something cold to drink, and there was a man in a rocking chair there. And he asked me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm riding across America." He said, "What are you doing that for?" And I said, "Because I want to see America." You know, I was full of gusto, in search of adventure, wanting to see this great land that we call America. He smiled, and he said, "Well, what do you think about America?" And I said, "It's amazing." And I told him how nice everyone had been. I had been to Empire, Colorado, a little town at the foot of Berthoud Pass, and ended up camping myself on somebody's trampoline in their backyard. And I woke up in the morning and they said, "Hey, you looking for some breakfast? Come on up and have waffles with us." I went up and sat down at the kitchen table with these people and they served me breakfast. You know, different places throughout my entire journey over 7.5 weeks, people invited me in. I ended up traveling with people to church and to the World's Fair and just had a tremendous experience. And it wasn't without its risks. And it wasn't without its challenges. I'll mention another one in a minute. But hey, at the general store, I told him all this wonderful experience that I'd had. And then I asked him, "What do you think about America?" He says, "All right, well, get a piece of paper and a pen, come back." So I ran down the steps to my bike, grabbed a piece of paper and a pen out of my pannier, ran back up the steps, and he said, "Okay, take your pen. You ready?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Okay, now I want you to put a dot in the middle." I did, and he says, "Now, what do you see?" And I said, "A dot." And he said, "Yep, that's right." And I looked at him like, "That's it?" And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "That's what all of America sees. But they forget about all the white around it." You know, we've got to be reminded of how wonderful this country is and what a great place it is. We live in a democracy. We live in a part of the world where we can have a disagreement and we can come to an agreement, not necessarily agreeing with all parts in that agreement, but we can, through the rule of law and through our democracy and the right that we have to vote for those people that work for us and put them in a position to make decisions, we have the ability, we the people, we are the flag, folks. The flag is a representation of who you and I are. And we can focus on what's negative and what's wrong and complain and live our lives always looking at what's not going right, or we can make the difference. And we have that responsibility. You know, in real estate, it really is like every other business. Where when a house isn't selling, I can say, "Well, I wish we were. I could be filled with wishes, or I could make the difference." It reminds me of fly fishing. When I've gone, I'm not much of a fisherman, but if I change the lure enough times, I'll catch a fish. Sometimes I just have to change the lure, the message of what I'm trying to communicate, to reach people in a way that helps them understand what it is that I'm offering. Sometimes it's changing the photos of the outside, taking a slightly different angle to the front of a property. Sometimes it's really focusing on a different benefit of the property. All things need to be considered, and how you deliver that. And then you're delivering it within the stream of a market that you don't control, except for when you enter it. You can control when, but you don't control who is there. You control on who you're communicating with. We can focus on the dot in the paper. We can focus on what's not working. But the fact is, we have a wonderful opportunity in our lives to make a change, make a difference, make a commitment to change the way we live and focus on what's right and what's good, what's pure, and live our lives in a way that really helps other people see that as well. My excellence in real estate is about helping people see the value in the property that I'm selling. My excellence in being a dad is helping my kids understand the difference between what's right and what's wrong and focusing on what's right. Right? Well, I'm about out of time. Got my final thoughts coming up in just a moment.